This is the Morning Mix Takedown!
Time to meet our challenger.
Our challenger is Lisa in St. Cloud. We got to find out who she's going to take on here. Takedown is brought to you by Topgolf Orlando, the ultimate sports entertainment venue with games, food, and fun. Visit them at topgolf.com. Good morning, Lisa. Pick a player, one, two, or three.
Three.
That's me.
Lucky you.
Oh, great.
He hates playing.
Jay Lee.
I don't want to play today.
I know. He's just a little crybaby for some reason when it comes to playing this game. It's multiple choice. You'll be okay.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so he's in the soundproof booth and we are ready to go if you are.
We're ready. Lisa, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. A cross between a female lion and a male tiger is called a what? Is that a liger, a panther, or a tigon?
I'm the first one.
True or false? Before Orlando was called the City Beautiful, it was once called the City Phenomenal.
False.
Taylor Swift performed Tuesday night in Tampa. Her next concert is Saturday, August 18th in what city? Is that Miami, Atlanta, or Detroit?
Miami.
How many feet are there in a mile? 4,280, 5,280, or 6,280?
The first one.
Samuel L. Jackson almost quit the movie Snakes on a Plane because the producers threatened to change what? Their choice of reptile, his salary, or the movie's name?
The movie's name.
Time.
Time.
The Morning Mix Takedown, round two.
Who will be left standing?
I need this win, but I'm nervous because they're Adam's questions.
They are Adam's questions. Here we go.
Right.
A cross between a female lion and a male tiger is called a what? Is that a liger, a panther, or a tigon?
Tigon.
True or false? Before Orlando was called the City Beautiful, it was once called the City Phenomenal.
False.
Taylor Swift performed Tuesday night in Tampa. Her next concert is Saturday, August 18th, in what city? Is it Miami, Atlanta, or Detroit?
Miami.
How many feet are there in a mile? 4,280, 5,280, or 6,280?
5,280.
Samuel L. Jackson almost quit the movie Snakes on a Plane because the producers threatened to change what? Their choice of reptile, his salary, or the movie's name?
The movie's name.
Time, got it.
I think I might have gotten all five right today.
Wow.
Look at all you. Right, Lisa in St. Cloud. Here we go. Let's find out how well we did.
A cross between a female lion and a male tiger is called a what?
Lisa said a liger and Jay said a tigon.
It's a tigon.
Never even heard of it.
Nope.
Me either.
Before Orlando was called the City Beautiful, it was once called the City Phenomenal. True or false?
They both said that's false.
But it's true.
It really is.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that.
Taylor Swift performed Tuesday night in Tampa. Her next concert is Saturday, August 18th in what city?
They both said Miami.
Yeah, that's Miami.
It wasn't even hard.
How many feet are there in a mile?
Well, here we split. Lisa said 4,280 and Jay said 5,280.
It's 5,280.
Look at that. I take a 2-point lead on you, Lisa.
Come on, Lisa. Samuel L. Jackson almost quit the movie Snakes on a Plane because the producers threatened to change what?
And they both said the movie's title.
And it's the movie's name.
Is it? That was it, huh?
4-2 is the final. Jay wins.
Lisa, are you impressed?
Yes.
Yeah, think about it. Yeah. Okay.
Congratulations. You got a $75 IKEA gift card in celebration of IKEA's 75th anniversary. Thanks for playing Takedown on Mix 105.1, Lisa.